Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Time. My name is Russell Rhythm, coming to you live from Chile, Rochester Hills, Michigan. So and so away from Pontiac, home of WrestleMania 3, and in the shadow of Detroit Rock City, home of WrestleMania 23, and last night, Monday Night Raw. Tons to talk about. Not much time, so let's get going. First of all, got to give some thoughts and prayers, best wishes, good vibes, all that to three amazing people. Daniel Bryan, of course, as you know, retired on Raw a couple weeks back, and it was really sad. But at the same time, it just felt like, you know what? Yeah, I'm okay. We're okay with this because they went out of their way to really just do a good job with it. They gave him plenty of time. He went, 20, 25 minutes, which was incredible. And then, of course, the S-Chance. I mean, he had that entire place going just bananas. I mean, I've never seen an entire arena going nuts for one guy. Hogan and you know, Flair at times when he was a, you know, babyface. Roman Reigns. I mean, there are people that get mixed reactions. John Cena. They get mixed reactions, mostly cheers or mostly boos, but it's mixed. With Daniel, there is no mix, okay? This guy is over like $1 zillion, and that's incredible. I've never seen anything like it. So he comes out and he retires. The next night he tells Jonathan Coachman, you know what, I've had seizures. And I've got lesions on the brain. And I'm like, wow. So you've had 10 concussions, you've got lesions on the brain, and you had seizures. That's just nuts. That's crazy. But you know what? Good on Daniel. Hope he gets better, and so there's that. Next up is Bret the Hitman Hart, and this is also a really positive story, and it comes out of him posting on his Instagram account that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And prostate cancer is one of the most treatable forms of cancer out there, 80%, 80 to 100% treat rate. And that's really amazing. And then through Bleacher Report, can find out that he doesn't need chemo, he doesn't need radiation, and so They took care of it surgically, and I mean, here's to hoping that it doesn't reoccur. But that was really, really, you know, amazing that they caught his prostate cancer, when they did. And what's really cool is that he has inspired men everywhere of age to get their prostates checked out. So I tell you, this guy is you know, the standard bearer, if you will, for prostate exams, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So Bret, well done. Again, best wishes, all that. Next up, we're going to be talking about is Blackjack Morgan. Now, if you've heard that name before, but you know you're thinking, oh, I don't really know who Blackjack is. He's part of one of the greatest tag teams of all time, the Blackjacks, with Blackjack Lanza. Total bad A, okay? He was a bad man, okay? He was a bad man in the ring. You didn't want to screw with him. If you didn't want to screw with Blackjack Morgan, you definitely didn't want to screw with his son, well, both Kendall, but certainly Barry Windham. I mean, Barry's Barry. I mean, my gosh. I mean, he's just, if I got a chance to meet Barry Windham, I would freak out. I'm serious. I would completely freak right the heck on out. You know, I gotta say that, you know, with Blackjack, you know, it was this idea of like, well, you know, there's a lot of ailments, you know, he's got right now. He was hospitalized for, I can't remember off the top of my head what all he was in the hospital for. But at any rate, you know, thoughts and prayers to those three. I really think that, you know, they're on the up and up. They're on the mend. So, you know, hey, let's keep open. All right. Moving ahead. And neglected to go over the Royal Rumble match. You know, I will certainly do that right now. So, to kick off the show, you had the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match. And the winner of the match, or the winners of that match, would go on to the Royal Rumble. So, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Darren Young, Damian Sandow, the Dudley Boys, and the Ascension. It was a good match. I know why they you know, cut it short. I mean, it was only, you know, according to Wikipedia, it was 7 minutes 58 seconds. You know, so I know why they did it. It was to give them enough time to, you know, get out of the ring, get rested up for the Rumble match, you know, and all that. But if you're going to do a pre-show and you're going to do a match during the pre-show, don't try to jam it in the last 15 minutes of the broadcast. I mean, I'm sorry. You've got to make an effort to make a match that people are like, wow, that was a barn burner. I wonder what the rest of the matches are going to be like. You know, because if you just give them like a 7-minute match and say, all right, whatever, you know, it's a throwaway match, and it's just a throwaway match as far as I'm concerned. So where do they go from here? Well, as far as towards the Dudleys, they've come right out and said, we're never using tables again. And I think that is a direct correlation to Daniel Bryan's concussion. And then you've got the Ascension that they're still fishing for a win. And I tell you, it's not going to happen. I mean, WWE creative, I'm sorry to say, they have booked the Ascension to fail. And I tell you, they missed the mark. And this blows my mind, because in NXT, they were just world beaters and just incredible. And now they're made to look like fools on the main roster. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. I think, you know, Conor and Victor deserve a lot better than what they're getting from WWE. But that's just, you know, that's just me. As far as Damian Sandow and Darren Young, this was a completely random tag team, and I don't see that it's going to have, I don't think it's going to have any long-lasting, you know, impact. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with them going forward. So that's my thoughts about where, you know, all of them are going. Next up was Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens, last man standing match for the Intercontinental Championship. That was a heck of a match. Outside of the Rumble match itself, folks, that was the match of the night. I mean, that was the match of the night. when they have last man standing matches, it's a shame because they don't really go outside of the main arena. They don't go back to the back. You know, they don't go over the, you know, through the entire arena. They just try to keep it, you know, right close to the ring. And, I mean, on one hand, I get it, but, I mean, you've got, you know, a lot of things you could have done. I got to say, when they went through the barricade, right by where the timekeeper is, and Lillian Garcia, it's like a renovation show where, you know, they take out this wall, and it might only be like, you know, a foot or two wide, but it just opens up the space. They took down that barricade, that part of the barricade, and it just opened up the entire arena. And I was like, whoa. And that finish was nuts with the chairs, and I mean, it was nuts, you know. So Dean Ambrose is going to be facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. We still don't know who Kevin Owens is going to face, but we'll see. We've got 6 weeks before WrestleMania, folks. We'll figure out where Kevin Owens is going. As far as the next match, New Day versus the Usos, this was a heck of a match. And I think that this was the Usos' last chance at winning the tag title. I don't see them winning the tag title anytime soon. And it's kind of sad because they are a good tag team. But, again, it's like the Ascension. I don't think that they'll ever be taken seriously. And it's just a shame because they come from a great family. Every Samoan wrestler you know is a part of the same family. That is incredible. That's incredible, folks. So if you're telling me that the Usos can't get it done, oh, okay, so they're just going to be bottom feeders for the rest of their careers. I mean, how disrespectful is that to them, their heritage, their legacy, all that? I don't get it. But New Day, they got into a bit of a verbal spat with the League of Nations on the Fastlane broadcast, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And, you know, that segment went on a little too long, taste, but yeah, it was really good. Next up was Kalisto defeating Alberto Del Rio to regain the United States Championship, and that was a heck of a match. It was back and forth, and they told a really good story in the ring. Good, solid pacing. I just thought it was really well done. For Kalisto, he is the U.S. champion now, and we don't know what's going to happen with WrestleMania. But Alberto Del Rio, I mean, since coming back late last year, is he good? Yes. Will he ever be a world champion again? I don't know. I don't know. And he'll probably be stuck in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which is, again, unfortunate. But so many spots, and yeah. Charlotte beat Becky Lynch to keep her Divas Championship. Match was really good. I mean, they gave, again, according to Wikipedia, 11 minutes, 41 seconds. I mean, that's a long time for a Divas match. I mean, that's a really long time. And they told a great story, and they showed that Becky was very, very athletic, that she can be a champion at some point. The only thing that was really off-putting, and this is becoming a bit of a pattern, is Rick getting involved. He kissed. It's plain as day. They can try to edit it out. They can try to, censor it, whatever. It was right there on the screen. He kissed Becky Lynch full on the lips. And I'm like, ew. I mean, never mind the age gap. That was just, ew. I just can't believe that. That's, what the heck. So, Charlotte, she's going to go into WrestleMania as champion. Becky Lynch, I mean, she may be in a tag team match of some sorts. Finally, Triple H wins the Royal Rumble, eliminating Dean Ambrose. A couple of really quick thoughts about the match itself was just this idea of, wow, they were going all out. There was no real big surprises, as far as people coming in, except for one person, and that was AJ Styles. He came in third. He was in there for, almost 30 minutes. I think it was like 28 minutes, something like that. I thought that people were going to just boo them out of the building when he got eliminated, but no, they were like, hey, thank you. That was awesome. That was amazing. AJ Styles fits into the WWE, and I guarantee you, he's going to be a champion at some point this year. That's my prediction for AJ. He's going to be a champion by the end of this year. I don't know what championship, but he is going to be a champion. So we got to kind of fast track this, as it were, talking about Fastlane. So Kalisto beats Alberto Del Rio in that best 2 out of 3 falls match for the United States Championship. That match was given 15 minutes. I mean, that was incredible that it was given 15 minutes. I didn't watch the match, but here it was just this really amazing match that they needed. Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks. So my guess again, Kalisto and Del Rio. I don't know if they're going to keep feuding through WrestleMania. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But how many times can you do a match together before people are like, yawn, you know? So we'll see what happens. Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks beat Naomi and Tamina. Double submission. The disarmer and the bank statement. And that was incredible. That match, almost 10 minutes, told a great story, showed their athleticism. And again, Becky's getting more and more confident, and people are going crazy for Sasha. You know, she is the real deal, okay? So she is as good as advertised. I really like that. So, again, I don't know where these four are going to end up, you know, on the card, WrestleMania, but we'll see here in the next few weeks. Moving right along, Kevin Owens beats Dolph Ziggler for their Intercontinental Championship, retained the title. It was a great match. It was heartbreaking for Dolph. I don't think that they'll ever give Dolph much consideration because he has had a series of concussions, two in a row, if I'm not mistaken. So you almost have to protect the guy. As far as Kevin Owens, he's going to go into WrestleMania. Don't know who he's going to be faced with from there. This was a shocker. You know, you've got Big Show, Kane, Ryback beating the Wyatts. It's one step forward, 20 steps back for the Wyatts. It was a good match. I mean, it was a little over 10 minutes. It was a good, solid match. Showed everybody's, you know, abilities. Braun Strowman is just a freak, and I mean that in a good way. But again, they lose, you know, and I'm like, boy, how many times, I mean, you know, Bray Wyatt keeps, you know, doing all these cryptic messages and cryptic, you know, promos and you know, fire and brimstone and all that. Then they just don't deliver. And I'm thinking, okay, at what point do they turn on Bray and say, well, we followed you and we're losing these high-profile matches. We're on our own, you know. We're going to do this our way now. We'll see what happens. As far as Big Show, Kane, Ryback, I don't know where they're going to go from here as far as WrestleMania, but again, we've got 6 weeks to go. Charlotte versus Brie. She beat Brie by submission. It was a great match. It was over 12 minutes. They told a great story. It was very emotional. People were going for Brie because of Brian. But the problem is Rick got involved again, and he cost Brie the match when Brie was just cranking on Charlotte's leg. I mean, just cranking on it. And, you know, it's like, you know, he was yelling something at Brie, and she got pretty emotional, and she went after Rick. That was a mistake. Figure eight and ball game, you know. Charlotte is going to be defending the title at WrestleMania. Don't know against who. Brie, I hope she gets another chance. I just don't see it before she retires. So we'll see what happens. Very quickly, AJ Styles beats Chris Jericho. That was the match of the night, people. That was the match of the night. That was incredible. It was back and forth. It was absolutely amazing. And show of respect at the end where they shook hands. And, you know, for AJ Styles, he's just going to get better and better and better, okay? He's going on this fast track now up to the top, you know. This might as well have been Chris Jericho's last match or second to last match. I don't see how, I mean, he's in phenomenal shape, but he keeps losing. And, you know, he doesn't, you know, he says that, you know, he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't like losing. But, I mean, he keeps jobbing out to these people, and I'm like, what the heck, you know. So we'll see what happens. Short match. Curtis Axel beats R-Truth. And for Curtis Axel, along with the other social outcasts, this is a good first start, you know, getting credibility for the group, you know. And so, yeah, it's amazing. And then for R-Truth, hey, this might be his vehicle on the way to being heel. Lastly, very quickly, Roman Reigns beats Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar. It was a great match. They took out Brock very early in the match. Brock was really never a factor up, you know, after the first, you know, few minutes of the match with, you know, all the suplexes, but after that he was really a non-factor. He's going to be going up against Dean Ambrose. Roman Reigns going up against Triple H at WrestleMania. Finally, Shane McMahon comes back, and boy, that was incredible. They told a great story last night on Raw. You know, on Raw, it was full of intrigue. It was full of innuendos. Shane looked good. I mean, he looked really good. And, you know, I don't know what will happen when he goes up against The Undertaker at WrestleMania inside of Hell in a Cell, but no matter who loses, the McMahons are going to win because they're always going to be in charge. Just which McMahon is going to be in charge, you know? So I got to say, all in all, great, great last little while in WWE. Really excited about WrestleMania. We're going to keep talking about stuff, keep kind of churning, if you will, up until WrestleMania. But we're going to finish up, and I just want to say thank you again so much for being here, for listening to me, so we'll see you next time. And as always, life is always better when you choose the right. Thank you very much, folks. I will see you later.